Welcome to the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond and fell. It was a time I remember oh so well. The night they drove Gold Dixie down.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to tonight's third hour of the Political Cesspool radio program as we kick off our annual tribute, our annual celebration to the South. It is Confederate History Month 2010, and always here to do our part, myself and my staff here in the Political Cesspool. It's Saturday, April 3rd. You're listening to us on AM 1380 WLRM Radio in Memphis, Tennessee, and broadcasting live online at thepoliticalcesspool.org. and LibertyNewsRadio.com, where we go out to the AM/FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network. Happy Confederate History Month to you this year, ladies and gentlemen, as we broadcast on the eve of Easter. Two great, great times for us here in the South. And what better way to start Confederate History Month than for you to go to our blog at thepoliticalcesspool.org and take a look at an extraordinary paper written by my good friend and frequent political cesspool guest, Sam Dixon. As someone reminded me in an email this week, even in the Christian schools these days, it's amazing to see the amount of worshipful propaganda that is out there pertaining to Lincoln and King and Douglas and Tubman, etc. Well, Sam Dixon helps us set the record straight on Lincoln, as Mark Weber of the Institute for Historical Review writes about Dixon's paper on Lincoln, the real Lincoln, as portrayed by Sam Dixon in this punchy source-referenced booklet, was quite different than the one portrayed in television, school books, and motion pictures. Sam Dixon marshals evidence from throughout his career to show that Abraham Lincoln was a hypocrite, an opportunist, an instigator, and wager of ruthless war, and the nation's first political tyrant. Particularly critical of the 16th president's savage war against the Southern Confederacy, the author contends that Lincoln should be regarded as a dangerous forerunner of such liberal collectivists as Franklin Roosevelt. And for his own efforts, Sam had this to say, and I quote, "The astonishing thing about my paper on Lincoln is that it is needed at all or is considered controversial. In my opinion, one does not have to be a scholar to ferret out obscure and suppressed facets of history to see Abraham Lincoln as he truly was. My views on this subject are not unusual. They are those of the overwhelming majority of Southerners, both immediately before, during, and for decades after the war between the states. My views were also shared by many in the North and the West. Only the passage of time and the studious cultivation of the myth of Abraham Lincoln, coupled with his timely death, timely in the sense of being providential for his place in history, have caused Abraham Lincoln to be raised to the level of a sacred cow in American history." And that, of course, is well said. And if you love the South, ladies and gentlemen, you want to learn more about the man that Lincoln truly was, then you must read Sam's incredible expose and be sure to forward it to your friends as well. It is the first blog entry that we've posted in our Confederate History Month series this year at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Check it out, because all throughout this month we are going to be featuring guest columnists on the blog, and we will have a continuing series entitled Why I Love the South, and a lot of authors will contribute to that. But much more so than just bashing the people who hate us and hate the South, what Confederate History Month is all about is truly a celebration of the noble culture and the beauty of all things Southern, and to that end, Winston Smith has something completely appropriate for you now.
I do indeed, James. I think this is going to be one of my postings for our Confederate History Month on the blog or wherever we're going to put these things. I'll write up a thing about one of my favorite authors. a wonderful Southern lady named Augusta Jane Evans, and she's a Southern author who's known by literary posterity as Augusta Evans Wilson. But she was a remarkable woman. She truly was, and I would like to tell you a lot more about her, but I know time marches on, and I would like to just read a couple of things by her. People, you need to be reading some of her books. This was a woman who, in her final novel, which is called Devota, the heroine says, quote, "It is treason for woman to desert her God-given sphere," end quote. Now, I'd like to read you a paragraph from one of her novels. It's called A Speckled Bird. And in this novel, one of her characters describes Southern femininity. And here's what she says. "Indeed, I have the most affectionate and jealous regard for every right that inheres in my dower of American womanhood. I claim and enjoy the right to be as cultured, as learned, as useful, and, if you please, as ornamental in society and at home as my individual limitations will permit. I have no wrongs, no grievances, no crying need to usurp lines of work that will break down the barriers God has set between men and women. I am not in rebellion against any legal statutes, nor the canons of well-established decency and refinement in feminine usage. And finally, I am so inordinately proud of being a well-born Southern woman with a full complement of honorable great-grandfathers and blue-blooded stainless great-grandmothers that I have neither pretext nor inclination to revolt against mankind." To that, I say thank you, Miss Augusta. That was one of the most stirring passages in Southern literature I have ever read. And, James, I think I was going to write up a little biography of Augusta Jane Evans and submit that for one of our Confederate History Month messages.
Well, absolutely, Winston. As a co-host of this radio program, obviously your commentaries on our website are to be expected, and we look forward to you writing that, something that really embodies what Southern women were all about. And make no mistake about it, Southern women played such an integral part in that struggle for our independence back in the day, and they were certainly our backbone in many ways. And we look forward to your commentary about that, Winston. But anyone listening tonight who loves the South as we love the South and who wants to champion its traditions for another 100 years into the future, write us an email. Go to our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Go to the contact page. Send me an email. Write your own commentary about why you love the South. Why you love the South. And we will post it on our blog as we continue our celebration of Confederate History Month all throughout the month of April. And, of course, just one of the things we're going to be doing to celebrate that, in addition to devoting time each program this month to showcasing the heroes of the South and its culture, is that blog series, Why I Love the South. So we want you to bookmark our website, make it one of your daily reads. We're going to have a lot of good stuff up there, not only about the South, but of course all the issues that we cover. We're still going to be covering all of the other political issues that you come to this radio program to hear about. But in April especially, we're going to be paying special attention and tribute to the South. And to help us do that in just a moment, in our next segment, will be Scott Goldsmith. He's our first featured guest of Confederate History Month this year. You last heard from Scott on this show back in November, I believe, and hopefully you'll remember that Scott Goldsmith is the owner of Dixie Republic, a huge Confederate superstore located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic. And we're going to hear from Scott Goldsmith about what Confederate History Month means to him, why he loves the South, and why we need to show us Southern pride. And wouldn't you know it, you can show Southern pride by going to his website and buying some of his goods. He has got it all. We're very excited about what he's going to be bringing to the show in just a few moments. And stay tuned for more. We're going to have a lot of great guests this month. And I should mention that we received a donation just a couple of days ago from a direct descendant of Nathan Bedford Forrest himself, truly one of the great heroes of the world, one of the greatest legends of the world anyway, and certainly a hero to all Southerners. But to receive a complimentary email, to receive a donation from someone who recognized our work on this front, someone who carries the blood of Nathan Bedford Forrest in him, is just an honor. And Winston, I know you read that email.
I did. It was very stirring. That man, he's an active duty military member. say a lot about that. But he wrote a touching email.
It was touching. We'll talk more about it right after this.
Don't go away. There's more Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages. Welcome back. To get on the Political Cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, as we continue on with our debut program of the month, celebrating Confederate History Month, which is April. And as I've said, that is an officially celebrated holiday here or month here in the South. Several states officially recognize April as Confederate History Month. That is not a political cesspool enterprise. This is the real deal. And to help us celebrate it is Scott Goldsmith of Dixie Republic, the great Confederate superstore located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. Scott, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, James. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you. And I was going to ask, just off the cuff and right off the bat, what does this month mean to you? I know it's spiritual for all of us because we all had ancestors who fought and died for that great cause. And to me, that's something you just can't separate from who you are. But what does Confederate History Month mean to you as a man?
Well, I would have to say that it's just sort of pushing to the forefront who we are, and you know, just our love for the South, and just lets other people know that we're proud of who we are, and we love who we are, despite what our enemies tell us, what we should think of ourselves. We know the truth, and we're not going to, you know, take any more of their lies about us. So I love to celebrate the South, and that's what we do with our store, and I guess that's what you could say that it means to me, James.
Well, it obviously means so much to you, Scott, that you have taken this on as your profession, and you run a business not at your expense, which most of people in this movement do their activism at their own expense. So many people share your sentiments in South Carolina that you run your business at a profit, which is obviously the way you would hope it would be. But to know that even in today's hostile political climate, you can run a store that solely sells Confederate merchandise at a profit is indeed both encouraging and rewarding. And you mentioned the pride that you have, the pride that so many people have in the South when it comes to their Confederate ancestry and their Southern traditionalism. If you're proud of that, you need to show that Southern pride. And that, Scott, is something that you, more than anyone else we've ever had on the show, it's something that you allow them to do. You've got all sorts of merchandise featured in your store, which is also available for sale on your website, DixieRepublic.com. If someone were to stop by your store in South Carolina or log on to the website and decide that, hey, you know what? I'm proud to be a Southerner. I'm proud of our history. I'm proud of our heritage. I want to show it by buying something that's going to let me tell the world where I stand. What would they find on your website that they could buy?
Well, they can find we've got T-shirts. We have flags, license tags, bumper stickers. Pretty much every item that we have on the website pretty much has our flag on it. And unfortunately, a lot of what we have in the store we don't have on the website, but anything, you know, it from coffee mugs to sunglasses, anything that we are able to put our flag on, they can pretty much find it at our store.
Well, Scott, you're being a little modest. Winston, have you been to that website lately? I mean, he might not have as much on the website as he does in the store, because the store is huge. It's a picture of it on DixieRepublic.com. But Winston, have you visited the website lately just to see all the wares that are available online?
Oh, of course I have. It's one of my favorite websites. And I especially want to comment on the chickens there on the website. They certainly would look good on a plate with a side of taters, I'm telling you. My favorite items are the coffee mugs, Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson. Those are very striking. I wanted to get one of those last time we talked, and I just neglected to do so. But folks, this is not just your normal place that where you buy, you know, a Confederate flag that was made in China or something like that. This is the real thing. This is a Confederate heritage store. And you need to go to it. You need to support this.
Well, thank you, Winston. Yeah, our mission here at the store when I first started 8 years ago is I felt the need that we needed to have at least one brick and mortar building where people could come and, you know, Southerners could come and feel at home, and they didn't have to worry about what I call the Berlin Wall of political correctness. They could come and celebrate who they are. That's what we're all about, is to have a place where people can actually celebrate who they are. And because we're just continually, the Jewish media and our government schools continue to try to tear us down. And I hate to see a lot of our people fall for that, but optimistically, I'm glad that I can say that we have tons of young people that come in the store, and with all the brainwashing that they've been exposed to, they still come in and they love our Southland, and they love our flag, and they're glad to show it off by, you know, wearing a T-shirt with the flag or whatever. So.
Well, Winston, you mentioned a second ago not only two of the greatest Southern heroes, but truly two of the greatest Americans to have ever lived, Stonewall Jackson, Robert E. Lee, the great Southern generals, two of the most godly men that ever lived, two of the finest Christians that ever lived, and these are just some of the heroes that we're going to be showcasing this month on the Political Cesspool's Tribute to Confederate History and Heritage. And obviously, Scott Goldsmith, owner of Dixie Republic, DixieRepublic.com, he has got some merchandise that will allow you to show your pride in the kind of character and moral quality that was possessed in men like Lee and Jackson. I am telling you, if you could pick anyone to emulate, you would find no better candidates than those two men. I just, ever, not just Southern people, ever. Any culture, any people, history of the civilization, it's Lee and Jackson. Winston, I mean, would you agree with that?
Oh, I agree with you wholeheartedly, James. Their characters are unimpeachable, and the only place you can really find any disrespect for them is latter day, especially in, like, Ken Burns' the Civil War series that he did. Implied that Jackson had some mental problems. You never see that kind of criticism against these men by their contemporaries. Same for other great Confederate men like Captain Ralph, naval captain. I got something on the blog about him. He gets overlooked a lot, but when the war was over.
Oh, Winston's apparently breaking up a little bit, or else my headset's cutting out. We'll get Winston back on in a second. But, yeah, see, Winston was bringing up, you know, naval officers that a lot of people might not know about. And that leads me to remind people that there are so many stories about the Confederacy that you would never see in modern-day history, such as the story, I'm sure as Scott knows, the H.L. Hunley. I had the opportunity to go to Charleston, South Carolina, and watch the burial of the Hunley crew. They were finally found just a few years ago after laying at the bottom of Charleston Harbor for so many decades. And you know, that was the first, the Confederates came up with the first submarine in the history of naval warfare that was ever able to successfully sink an enemy combatant. That was the Confederates creating the submarines, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, you would never know that. We got 10 seconds to break. We're going to continue on with Scott Goldsmith in just a second. So many stories, so many heroes will be featured this month. We are excited about it, and we're going to continue on with our coverage right after this. Stay tuned.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool guys will be back right after these messages. Get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, continuing on now in our first of 4 weeks of covering Confederate history and heritage. Keep in mind we're going to be saluting the South with the third hour of each broadcast during the month of April, up until April 24th, our last week of the month, the whole 3 hours will be a tribute to Confederate history and heritage. So we're looking forward to that. Our guest tonight is Scott Goldsmith of Dixie Republic. Great website, great guy. He gives you an opportunity to showcase your Southern pride by buying merchandise that will, well, allow you to do just that. And furthermore, Scott is a great friend of this radio program. He is a sponsor of our work. And for that, we are greatly appreciative. And in the last couple of minutes before the commercial break you just heard, we were talking about some of our favorite Confederate heroes and some interesting stories of the South, such as the story of the H.L. Hunley, the Confederate submarine that became the first submarine to ever sink an enemy ship. Scott, what about you? Favorite Southern heroes? Any favorite Southern stories that you'd like to share?
Well, one thing I could say that just comes to mind, James, is one reason I'm extremely proud of South Carolina and being a South Carolinian is that I can proudly say that Abraham Lincoln was never our president. I know Sam Dixon wrote the excellent article about Abraham Lincoln that's on your website. But Lincoln was South Carolina. We seceded before Lincoln was inaugurated, and Lincoln was assassinated before South Carolina was forced back in at the point of a rifle and back into the Union. So I can proudly say that the 16th president of the United States was never our president here in South Carolina.
Hear, hear. I hear that. And I'll raise you that I've never recognized a president since Jefferson Davis, although I do go vote every year. It's an act of futility. I've never voted for anyone who's won, and I've been voting for 12 years now. But
yeah, it's
I'm 30 years old. But I guess if Buchanan had been elected, I would have he would have been a legitimate president. But nevertheless, that's an interesting story about South Carolina, and again, a fact of history that a lot of people might not have known about if they hadn't tuned in this evening. And we will be continuing to present those facts, many of them, to be sure, as we continue Confederate History Month this April here on our program. Scott, again, thank you so much for coming on tonight and reminding our listeners that they have a great resource at their disposal, Dixie Republic, your website, in which they can deck themselves out in Confederate and Southern-themed garb just in time to celebrate this great month. We wanted to have you on as the first guest of the month so people could get this merchandise and proudly wear it all throughout April and beyond, for that matter. You know, certainly you don't have to wear it just only in Confederate History Month, but now is as good a time as any to buy it. Scott, give us that website one more time.
That's www.dixierepublic.com. And I'd just like to say how much we appreciate what all y'all do, James, you and Winston and Keith and Eddie and everybody. Just y'all do a wonderful job, and I just am glad to see when a Southern man can, anybody for that matter, appreciate what y'all do, and we're doing everything we can to help get the word out about the political cesspool.
Well, thanks to people like you, Scott, we have an ability to get the word out. And certainly, as a listener-supported program, if we didn't have people like you in our corner, we would have been short-circuited many years ago. But because of you, we're in our sixth year of broadcasting now and going stronger than ever before. So, folks, for that reason and so many more, support Scott Goldsmith and his website, DixieRepublic.com. It's linked up on our homepage as well. Scott Goldsmith, everybody. Scott, thank you, my friend. God bless you. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much, James.
All right, Winston, I'm going to turn it over to you for a moment. I'm going to step into the other room here and print out something I want to share with the audience about Easter before we sign off this evening. I forgot to do that in my show prep this evening. So, ladies and gentlemen, Winston Smith now will pontificate for you some more on the South and Southern pride. Winston?
Thank you, James. My friends, this is Confederate History Month, and it's appropriate, I think, that Confederate History Month be in the same month in which we celebrate Easter. Both occasions are occasions where we think of things that have risen from death. In Easter, we celebrate the risen Christ, our Savior, the Lord, the very centerpiece of human history. The date of the newspapers you will read tomorrow are in reference to the life of Jesus Christ. University textbook to read. The dates of publication are in reference to the life of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Savior, our Lord, the hero of our faith. But this is Confederate History Month too. And the South has been on the receiving end of so much destruction, so much belligerence, so much punishment. It's really miraculous that we have survived as long as we have. The South is the last bastion of true The South is the last bastion of constitutional conservatism because Southerners are conservative people, and that is why people hate us so much. We know instinctively the principles that were codified, if you will, in the Declaration of Independence. We carry in the marrow of our bones the principles outlined in the Constitution. We don't need to explain those principles. We don't need law degrees to apply casuistry and rationalization to the Constitution. We know instinctively what the Constitution means and what it is trying to do. But folks, I cannot think about Confederate History Month without going back to a scandalous, mean-spirited, downright filthy article written about the South by Rabbi Shmuley Botich. This is one of the touchstones, if you will, of hatred against the South. This comes up occasionally. I don't know exactly when it was written and published. It's been several years now. But the rabbi, keep that in mind, the rabbi wrote this libelous article called The Sin of Confederate Hero Worship. And it's subtitled, Why Do Americans Stand for Southerners Idolizing the Confederacy Despite the Evils of Slavery and Treason at Its Heart? Well, folks, the problem with this is that as a rabbi, there are so many churches in both the North and the South who will say, oh my gosh, he is one of the chosen people. He's a Jew. He's a rabbi. We should listen to what he says. And if you read this article by the rabbi, you will see that what he's advocating, what he is trying to get Southerners to do, is to violate the Fifth Commandment. And the Fifth Commandment, of course, is honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Do you ever feel like we're losing our land? Do you ever feel like America has been taken away from you and given over to foreigners? Well, folks, that has indeed happened. And we know why. The Fifth Commandment tells us why it's happened. Because we have failed in honoring our fathers and our mothers. And we failed to do that because of people because people in churches like to listen to the likes of Rabbi Shmuley. Let me read you some passages from the rabbi's article here. Aside from the slavery question, were these men, and that's the men who fought for the Confederacy, not traitors to their country? The Confederate Rebellion cost the United States 580,000 lives. It began when the South rejected the election of Abraham Lincoln, a president who they believed would abolish slavery, but whom we Americans today regard as the greatest president ever to lead this country. Well, our friends, you need to go read Sam Dixon's article, which we linked to on our blog, to find out the truth about old Abe, the rail splitter, Honest Abe. And if this is the kind of guy that the Rabbi Shmuley idolizes, no wonder our country has been taken away from us and given away to foreigners. My point in all this, my friends, is that when you have a rabbi or any Jew telling you that you need to dishonor your fathers and your mothers, that you need to apologize for their sins, that person is your enemy.
Winston,
they are trying to get you to commit suicide, and you need to discount what they say out of hand.
And that being said, we got to take a break, and I've got something to say about that when we return, and we'll be back with that and our conclusion for tonight's broadcast right after this.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool Guys will be back right after these messages. We'll return. Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you that we are celebrating Confederate History Month. If you haven't figured that out yet, you should have been tipped off if you've visited our website in the last couple of days, thepoliticalcesspool.org. There you will find prominently featured in the upper right-hand corner two flags, the flag of the Army of the Northern Virginia and the first national flag of the Confederate States of America. We're excited about Confederate History Month for a number of reasons, and Winston hit the nail right on the head in the last segment, in which he said, all of us of Southern descent, particularly during this month, ought to remember the Fifth Commandment. Never dishonor your family and your heritage, particularly when your family was right and your heritage is so noble. There is Confederate blood running in my veins, Confederate blood running in the veins of all of our staff members here on this show, for that matter, and that's something that I'm very proud of. If there weren't Confederate blood running in my veins, I would still celebrate Confederate History Month based purely on principle. But luckily, I was fortunate enough to have won the genetic lottery, and I was born a son of the South. I've shared with you my story about my great-grandfather's grandfather having fallen in service of the Confederate cavalry at the Battle of Shiloh, and that's something I'm most proud to say, that I'm related to a man with that sort of gallantry, that had that sort of gallantry. But even my name is something that I'm very proud of. Winston, I don't even know if I have shared this with you. James is a family name. My grandfather was named James Edwards. I've got an uncle named James Edwards. My dad's name is similar. So the name James is a family name for sons born into the Edwards family, but the reason it is because we are named after the great Confederate bandit, Jesse James. My name, James, from Jesse James, the last name of James, and my middle name is Franklin, named after Frank James, the great brothers, Frank and Jesse James. My grandfather was named Frank Austin. My brother's name is Jesse, so even there, the Confederacy runs even on our birth certificates. And, you know, that's something, you know, I don't know if we've ever really done a big segment on Frank and Jesse James.
We should. Jesse James has been called the last Confederate, And he has been given the dirty end of the stick, if you will, in popular history. But when you get right down to it, he was really an honorable man, and anybody related to him should be proud of that heritage.
Well, I'm not related to him, unfortunately. I am related to a Confederate cavalryman, but I am named after Jesse James, and so is my brother. I'm James. He's Jesse. My brother's named Jesse Edwards, my younger brother, my only sibling. And anyway, I'm quite proud of that. And I think, you know, we should, Winston, and perhaps maybe you could be the man for the job, do a little research on my namesake and see what we can come up with. I mean, of course, I know the basic story. You know, he was kind of like a modern-day Robin Hood. A great folk hero for so many people in the reconstructed South as the South was going under that horrible reconstruction. But a great story there in the legend of Frank and Jesse James. I mean, just one of so many stories we're going to try to bring to your attention during this month. I mean, if the show was dedicated to nothing but Confederate related themes, the year round we'd never be able to cover them all. But we do try to do our bit during April. And we're going to be doing our bit this April without, of course, throwing the other issues that this show champions under the bus. We're going to be covering all the other stuff during the first 2 hours of each program. But the third hour is going to be all Confederate during the month of April. It's a special time of year for us. Even more special, I think, with Easter coming up tomorrow, Winston. This was something we talked about earlier when Richard Spencer was on the program. I truly believe that we all need to come together in order to save Western civilization, Christians and non-believers. And we're certainly going to need more than just Southerners to be part of this battle if we're going to prevail. And that's why the political cesspool loves people who love our culture, whether they come from different parts of the country or indeed different parts of the world. We have a global audience now here on this radio program. Listeners tuning in from Japan, Finland, Rome, Great Britain. Every show we have people from all ports of call. And we all need to come together under this common flag. But with Easter being tomorrow, and since we are all Christians on this program, that's not something that we mince words about. But this is the weekend where most of the Christian world commemorates what is the pivotal point in history, which is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I ask you to imagine what it must have felt like for his mother, his disciples, and the small band of family and friends to watch as he agonizingly gasped for air on the cross. What was going through their minds as they witnessed the most unspeakable act of injustice the world has ever seen unfold right before their eyes? And how often do we find ourselves lamenting the slow grinding death of our nation and our culture and our very flesh and blood kinsmen in this degenerate age? At our gatherings, we recount horror upon horror as we feel our way of life slipping from our grasp. But even at the very darkest of hours, we must remember the words spoken so long ago at that empty tomb. He is not here. He is risen. And to the degree that those words resonate in our hearts, they strike fear in the hearts of our enemies. The more we take them to heart, the more those who oppose us lose heart. They know instinctively what we too easily forget. It only takes one. We don't have to take over the Republican Party. We don't have to take over the media. We don't have to outnumber them, although we do. It only takes one. It can happen because it did happen. And Jesus promised that we would do even greater things than he, because he would be working through us. And I ask you to take the time to ponder that promise. Have a very blessed and happy Easter tomorrow from all of us here in the political cesspool. Great time of year, Winston. We have just about 30 seconds left. Confederate History Month, Easter, all wrapped up into one this weekend. Very spiritual time.
It's a wonderful time of year. It's one that we should access, and we should not pay attention to annual
Once again, it looks like Winston, his mic's over there, is not working at full capacity. But nevertheless, Winston is absolutely right. Don't get caught up in all the trappings of Easter like we get caught up in the trappings of Christmas. Remember what it's all about. Remember what it's all about. Celebrate that. Celebrate Jesus Christ. Celebrate Easter. Celebrate Confederate History Month all month with us here in the Political Cesspool. For Winston Smith, Bill Rowland, Keith Alexander, and Eddie the Bombardier Miller, I'm James Edwards. Happy Easter, everybody. And to end the show tonight, I'm going to ask Denny to hit play on that song we started off this hour with, and I'll leave you with that until we meet again next week.
Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Denver train. The Stonewall's cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond, it fell. It was a time I remember oh so well. My wife in Tennessee, and one day she said to me, Virgil, quick, come see, there goes the Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good. Just take what you need and leave the rest, but they should never have taken the very best. Follow the bouncing on the night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing. They went na 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 na. Father before me, I'm a working man. And like my brother before me, I took a rebel stand. Well, he was just 18, proud and brave, but a Yankee laid him in his grave. I swear by the blood below my feet, you can't raise a cane back up when it's in.
Thanks for joining us tonight in the Political Cesspool. To learn more about us or to make a donation to keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.